Track 2.
My name's Dorek Denkel, and I'm the general manager of the Abu Dhabi branch of National Geographic Learning. This talk has personal relevance for me, and not only me, but for any professional. Everyone has some degree of motivation for choosing what they do for a living. And in this talk, James Cameron revealed some personal reasons why he made particular film choices. James Cameron has an easy, confident way of talking, without relying on emotional outbursts and high-pitched statements for his audience's attention. This confidence may come in part from Cameron's phenomenal business success, but I think it's also based on his belief in what he does. This belief is impersonal and fact-based. In other words, he disconnects his ego from his work when he talks about it. And he isn't the blockbuster director, but a man doing a job and living a life. I found that Cameron's way of talking was especially compelling because of his lack of ego about his work. In his talk, Cameron explains that from an early age, he was driven by his insatiable curiosity and was always amazed by how boundless nature's imagination is. His narrative is so exciting that he doesn't need visuals to bring it to life. Surprisingly, for a film director, his presentation included no slides or film clips. He describes how he was always outside as a child, making discoveries by exploring the neighborhood woods and looking at things under the microscope. He was also an avid reader of science fiction and read for at least 2 hours a day. Television, when he was growing up, was about going beyond the known world. Man was exploring the oceans and space, two areas he was fascinated by. He would spend time drawing as a creative outlet. He drew strange creatures and worlds. Being desperate to experience some of these worlds, he learned how to scuba dive. But it wasn't until he moved to California that he was able to properly use this skill. And it wasn't until the film Titanic that he had a chance to make a personal dream come true. He wanted to see the Titanic wreck at the bottom of the ocean with his own eyes, and making a film about it was the perfect vehicle to do this. Cameron wanted to use computer-generated animation, CG. In the film Titanic. He had already worked extensively on CG animation in a less successful film, The Abyss, and he even founded a company to explore it further. He'd noticed that audiences were mesmerized by the magic of CG, and he rightly saw this as a big opportunity. This was the part that particularly grabbed me. How Cameron realized his dream in a way that also created value for others. He convinced the Hollywood studio it was necessary to film the ship's wreckage. The studio then funded the expedition. His movie became a success, delivering profit to the studio and entertainment to audiences. If he hadn't been driven by the passion of his own personal motivation, the film may not have been such a success. I would recommend this talk to others and feel its message is important. Your ideal job will build from your personal interests and passions. Don't be afraid of exploring these for the benefits of both your work and personal life. In James Cameron's case, he'd imagined a reality where he could dive to the wreck of the Titanic, and one day he found himself doing just that. As he said in the talk, imagination is a force that can actually manifest a reality. It has done that for me too.